It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Back Page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Get into some of what Kirby Smart had to say earlier this week, as well as spring football is coming to an end. And we've been monitoring the text line better today, so we're going to get to some of that stuff later as well.
Why do we?
We're on it. We're monitoring it.
Who's monitoring it?
We.
No, Bo is.
Well, yeah, he's of us.
Yeah, no, because you because somebody saw. Yeah, no, we had a call. What was his name?
Corey. Yeah.
No, and then Bo said he did text with a little attitude this time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Really?
Well,
there's zero context in a text.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't tell.
Can't spell context without text.
Well, what's your own? Yeah. Good. trying to flex with somebody.
It's a great example, though, of why I don't love the text line, because the phone call was incredibly friendly.
Yes.
It was, hey, guys.
Yeah.
How are you? Hey, do you ever see the text that I send sometimes on the text line? Because I do send a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then the text had a different seeming tone to it, which people, that's why I don't like it, because people go on that text line and feel like just because there's only 10 digits and not a name or a voice or something like that, that the conversation can escalate more quickly.
I should save those numbers. I should save them.
Then do what with them? Just have them?
I would have to talk myself down. Because, again, I'm not a disrespect. I joke a lot with people. I'm not a disrespectful person. I won't call you out your name for no damn reason. Damn sure I won't call you because I don't agree with a sports take you say. You calling me out my name because you disagree with something I said,
right.
You are a female dog to me.
It's not great. It's not great.
You're a female dog to me.
I stopped engaging with it when I can't say the word that the guy used repeatedly because it's not FCC appropriate, but was called a word on it a whole bunch of times, and then got in an Uber years later, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, I used to text your show all the time. I didn't like it. I said this, and I was like, oh, that's funny that we met in person. Interesting.
You met him in person?
Right. Yeah, and he admitted that he was the person that did that.
You know the thing all I love? See, that I see me in that conversation going a whole lot different.
Well, I don't think he probably would have admitted to you. That's the thing. People say probably get in conversations with me different than they would with you. You know what I mean? The guy that called you this.
I'll be a whole completely different.
Because if he said that to you, he probably would know that it would be a different reaction.
I used to say, cool. Yeah, I used to save the number.
You mind speeding up? Let's get home.
And I would save the number, and I'm like, okay. And it would be, I swear to you, because I don't let nothing get under my skin. You know, especially when I know you ain't finna do nothing. But for some reason, and it was a couple, and it was that one word that, you know, And I was like, oh, okay, that's how you feel.
That's not great.
I got you.
Yeah, come on.
Added them, I was like, should I crank call him?
How would you even do it?
Should I prank call?
You can't prank call people anymore because their phone number would come up.
No, you could do the how you
like a star 69 or something.
Then it's star 67 or something.
Yeah, but you would never answer the phone if it's not someone.
That's true. Do you answer your phone when it says what does it say when it's like unknown?
Yeah, caller unknown.
Do you ever answer your phone if it's unknown?
I don't answer my phone. You know that. You know how I have my phone set up. If I don't have the number saved or if I never used it, I don't never get the call. I got it turned off.
Yeah.
So if I don't know you.
Yeah. If it says unknown, 0% chance.
If I don't know you or if I've never called that number before, it don't come through.
If it's a number that I haven't saved, 99% chance I'm not answering it. Right. Unless it's like, you know, oh, right, maybe I'm supposed to do an interview right now or something like that.
That's the only time.
There's only a 50-50 chance I'm going to answer your phone call if I have your number.
I have to turn it on when I know I'm going to do a
like
phone
Abe
interview.
Called me twice the other night back to back.
What
because
did he want?
I don't know what he wanted because I didn't answer. But he...
I told you what I wanted.
I know, but it's kind of funnier to pretend like I don't. He wanted me to do some sort of social media thing. But I didn't have my phone. My phone was over there. I was over here. Mm-hmm. And he thought that I had screened his call or that it was on silent or something. So he called me twice back to back. So when I got to my phone, I had a text from Abe. I had two missed calls from Abe.
I'm so glad he calls
and
you
I was like,
that. Because I know Abe no better to call me.
I was like, what? Is Abe? Does Abe have a midday show emergency?
Leave
What's
me alone.
Going on here?
Leave me alone, Abe.
It turned out it was no big deal.
Yeah, but no, that's why I'm like, when those things come, I'm glad he calls you because I'd be like, leave me the hell alone. I always feel awkward when I just get a text from Abe.
Oh, just the solo on the side
text? Yeah, because I'm like, damn, is that in the group? Okay, because when I see the text come up, I'm like, well, what? Why did Abe just text me that personally? Because we don't, like, when we talk boxing.
I was
going to
say,
like
usually
that,
it'd be a boxing comment.
Yeah, it's boxing,
yeah.
And sometimes when I see it, I'm like, why the hell would he put this in the group text? Why wouldn't you just text me this? And I'm like, oh, it is just coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you still feel like, because I'm so used to.
Do you want all my texts to Andy and to Bo in the group chat so you now see those?
Well, I don't want you to put in what you say about them, no.
Because that's usually what happens in the group text. There's a little side text. And that's a conversation about the group text. Got to be careful,
y'all have got,
don't accidentally text the side text to the group.
But the biggest thing about the group text now is that it's really contained.
This group text.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a very contained group text.
It's a good.
We don't text each other play by play in a damn game.
Reasonable group text.
That's a great. That is so.
It is. It's a very respectful group text.
You know, other shows have it their way. Like, texting me the whole game about the game that I'm watching,
yeah, I'm watching
will
it.
Drive me freaking crazy.
Also, breaking news. Because we all get the same apps and notifications.
Yeah, we all got Twitter.
Yes.
There's more stuff about our kids.
That's all it is.
Our group text.
It's like videos of stuff our kids did, or I don't know what it is. Every once in a while, Abe will be like, remind us, and we'll be like, we know. And that'll be that.
He's kind of gotten away from that, though, you notice.
Well, I know, because he bit his head off one time.
I didn't bite his head off. I just said, hey, I'm a grown damn man. I know how to do stuff. You don't have to remind me of stuff. I understand what your shows and I understand the responsibility that you have, Abe. But I'm a grown damn man. And if I don't know where I'm supposed to be, then I'm just a man.
All right, let me do something for Abe while we're doing all this Abe bashing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home of the NCAA Basketball Championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through to the National Championship game on April 7th. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, Humberto Injury Law. After an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy four windows, get four free. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. Here's Kirby Smart talking about the house settlement, the revenue sharing settlement, and how it's going to impact things.
You know, everybody's on pins and needles because we don't know exactly what's going to come out of this. What I do know is that we're going to continue to recruit people who love football, who are passionate about football, and that don't put money as the number one answer. Like, I've never met a really good player that's all they cared about. So, like, the 105 number, the NIL number, what's the cap number, what is this going to be?
Dude, it's unbelievable.
I love his tone talking
about
it.
Because he's I don't understand any of the bunk of what is going to happen if it passes all that. And I don't care.
I care because it seems like the players are finally getting some of the slice of the pie.
Yeah. But going back to all the numbers and
yeah, but I don't care to analyze.
All that stuff. No. That's your job.
Yeah, there's nothing less entertaining than listening to people talk about salary caps.
Yes, that's not what I care about.
Yep.
Can you play? Now I hope you monetize your everything, and I do believe the players need all that. I do believe the players should have contracts. I do believe if the player wants to leave, they should have to pay the money back that they got in the contract. I believe all this, you know? Just like if you want to go and snake a program for a player, I think you should have to pay their buyout.
Yeah.
I think you should.
Because that's how it works.
Because that's how it works for them.
And everywhere else in sports and in life for the most part.
Yes. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
You know, because the excuse is always, well, the coaches get to leave anytime they want to. That's correct.
They do, but there's a buyout.
There's a buyout.
Yeah.
So if you want this player X to come, give us our money back.
And the coach has a contract.
Yes.
And, right, they've got it, and it's all written buyout-wise and all that kind of stuff. So, no, I agree with all of that. But the point you made is the most important one, and Kirby made it too. It feels like, and hopefully programs are still run this way, not all of them are going to be, but if you ball, the money will follow. Like, if you play great, you're going to be rewarded for it. That's that should be the way things work, but now, and this isn't just football. This is life. Like, people want to put the stuff I get before the thing I do.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you haven't done anything.
That's
yet
why.
For
that's
me.
That. You know what that is, Andy? That's the. You remember the rookie contracts?
Yeah.
The first overall picks, those first round contracts with Sam Bradford.
Right. As they were negotiating all this guaranteed money.
You ain't done nothing.
It's like, dude, stop.
You ain't done
nothing.
And
I like that the NFL got in front of it and they were like, all right, we're doing it. We're going to scale this thing.
Yes.
Like, this is getting out of hand. Because if they hadn't, by now, you imagine what, like what Joe Burrow would have been able to negotiate, or Trevor Lawrence when he was coming out of Clemson. Like, these guys would have been holding these teams hostage for all this money. So, again, like, it's always hard because then there's the other side of it. It's like, well, I don't really want to limit what anybody can get. Like, I want them to be able to get whatever the market says that they're worth. And if they're able to say to multiple teams, they're going to give me this, you need to give me this in order to get me, that's the market just being like, well, that's what you're worth. Even though you haven't really done anything yet, that's just us projecting that you might be able to do something when you get here. And then if you don't really like it when you're here, if I do something that you don't like, then you can just leave. Like, there's a lot of flaws with it, but it's just, it's such an upside down way of viewing performance. Like, you used to have to do something valuable to get rewarded for it.
Yes.
Now you just have to be presumed to have value to then maybe you might provide value after you get the money.
Yeah, so that's what,
backwards.
It's ass backwards, dude. It's ass backwards.
But it's not just college football.
No, it's like
it's life.
Yeah, but this is and that's when you talk about when we talk about program to program, who has more, who's able to get these guys. Like, if I shouldn't say it, because a lot of times this money that these kids are getting, I make fun of it. All they're gonna go get is challengers, dogs, a chain, and tattoos. But a lot of them, they do take care of the family.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
A lot of them do take care of the family. So it's not all bad.
Now, there's a lot of pit bulls, too.
But there's a lot of damn, there's a lot of, or them bull, what's them new, them bully pits, or what are the fat little dog called?
I don't know.
Bully pits?
There's a new one? Dang it. Bully I'm so pit? Behind on things, I think people are still buying pit bulls. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Yeah, this one's perfect. It's literally called Happy. It's trying to make people feel better. Nothing's going to help other than a win, though. Beat the Dodgers tonight.
Come get a win.
Come home.
It'll be so good.
Come home winners of one in a row.
Yeah, man.
Hey, congratulations to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, man.
No surprise that he's going into the Naismith Hall of Fame, but he has been inducted. He's going in, and that news just came out today.
Former Atlanta Hawks. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. He helped with one of my favorite things the Hawks have done since I lived in Atlanta. Get rid of Dennis Schroeder.
Oh.
Yeah, he got him out of here. It was great. Have to watch him play anymore. Not really, because he's played for 15 teams since then. And he's still in the league, like, doing a pretty good job.
Yes.
Carmelo is always one of those guys that, it obviously, incredible career. I always wonder what would have happened if the Pistons weren't idiots and took him instead of Darko.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the worst, one of the worst draft picks of all time. Probably the worst draft pick of all time. It gets covered up because it wasn't a number one pick, but it was the number two pick.
Yeah.
And then after it was Melo and Wade and Bosh and all these guys, like, They also won the championship next year, so they don't really take a lot of heat for it. But they took Darko Milicek when those guys were all on the board, and everybody knew how good, especially Melo, how good. What would have happened that next season in Detroit if Carmelo Anthony was a rookie on that team?
Because you think about it, the reason they gave because this was still when it was position basketball.
Right.
And, you know, they had they had a small four, Torian Prince.
And they had Rasheed.
And they were playing a five. Yeah. And so they had the fours locked up. What was Dark? What was he?
Center.
Okay. Yeah. But they had Ben Wallace and everything. And so I still don't understand why they didn't draft Melo.
What if they would have?
What if they would have? Because they had the defense around Melo. Yep. You know,
it's like that's not like they would have been worse that next year.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean? Then Melo would have been a freshman national champion and a rookie NBA champion.
I would have brought Torian Prince off the bench.
Sure.
I would have brought him off the bench, put Melo in there at the three. And, I mean, you could still be the bat.
You can still have Torian in there in crunch time. Or Tayshaun Prince.
Torian Prince?
Yeah, Torian Prince.
Tayshaun.
You could have put him in. I don't know. It's just a thought. Just thought. Could have had him. Could have had Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Could have had Chris Bosh.
Could have had a lot of different players, but you got this guy.
Darko Milicek.
Darko damn Milicek.
Didn't work out.
That's crazy.
It really is.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. One of the great drafts of all time also has one of the great busts of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This says I looked at his. I'm on his basketball reference page now, Darko Milicek, and it says NBA champ. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, right. Duh. He was on that team we were just talking about.
Man.
Played for the Pistons for a couple of years. Then he was in Orlando. Then he was in Memphis. Then he was in New York. Then he was in Minnesota. Then he was with the Celtics in 2013. Made it 10 years.
Damn, really? Yeah, I did not realize he played that long.
Over under career earnings. Take a shot. Or sorry, closest to the pin career earnings.
$10 million.
Bo, you want to take a shot on Darko Milicek's career earnings?
$12 million.
How about $52 million?
Well, he played a long time.
Darko Milicek played 10 years in the NBA.
I can't believe he played that long.
$52 million.
I can't believe he actually played that long.
Yeah.
And didn't hear nothing about him.
No, he didn't do much.
Didn't know any of those teams you played.
No, I mean, he was kind of bouncing around some pretty bad situations.
Did not even know.
Trying to think. Did he ever average anything? Did he ever, like, do numbers at all? No, never even averaged double-digit scoring in a season. Insane. Mm. Anyway, congratulations to Carmelo Anthony. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right.
I am.
Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
One of the most cheesy movie scenes that you will have probably ever see if you go back and watch Top Gun. Of course, when we saw it the first time, it was amazing. But yeah, man, that movie's full of cheese. We celebrate the life of Val Kilmer today, who passed yesterday at 65. Health complications, cancer, and
stuff. Does everyone have the same answer to what's your favorite Val Kilmer character?
Yeah.
Right?
Doc, right? Doc, is that what you're getting at?
Doc Holliday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome.
Although, a close second, look, I was a huge fan of Val Kilmer's Batman. More importantly, his Bruce Wayne I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, but no. Tombstone, yes, yeah, I mean, definitely. But I tell you,
he was good in a lot of stuff.
He was badass.
He played Jim Morrison really well in the Doors movie. Like, he did a great job.
Andy, what was it? Heat?
Heat?
Oh, he was
yeah,
awesome.
He was very cool.
You remember that gunfight scene?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's one of those guys that, like, I don't really know how to describe it other than he just can be cool. Like, he just plays a cool character really, really well. And basically, most characters that he played were. Some weren't, but for the most part, he played cool.
He's in the bar with the shot glass. You know?
Yeah, doing the,
I recreate that spinning of the shot glass with my bar shank, my bottle opener, on a daily basis. I walk around twirling that thing around my finger because of that scene.
Do you ever tell anybody that you are their Huckleberry?
Not very often, no. Okay. I try not to get in too many fights or, you know, standoffs.
Fair enough. I guess that was sort of a... I quote something that he said in that movie all the time. Anytime my wife is, wanting more credit for something that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of sarcastically am like, Ashley, you're an oak. You are an oak.
What a movie.
What a movie.
Yep. So move on to...
quick, Bo. Atlanta Hawks just tweeted out Carmelo Anthony's Hawks jersey.
Well done.
In the Hall of Fame.
Well done.
Well done. Well done.
If basketball players, you know, did the whole pick a team thing, man, what a decision he would have to make.
Yeah, right. They don't do that. You go in as a blank play, but he'd be a Nick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would assume, but hey, that Hawks got to be a close second.
Some good years in Denver.
So I think we're almost at the point that when Jameis Winston speaks or you see something with Jameis on the internet, you almost got to see if it's AI created. This is not. Here's Jameis Winston talking to the media as a New York Giant.
It's required to start winning for me in the NFL. It's required for this organization to start winning, you know, so we can have more giggles, more laughter, more fun in this building. Like, yes. We in the biggest city of the world. We should enjoy that. And I think winning does that.
Hey, Bo, there you go. I saw a lot of this. I was like, please, Bo, grab some of this sound. Because it was so Jameis. It was so Jameis. But I just saw a quote. They had a question on the TV talking
why
about
why sign Russ.
They had a question on TV saying, are the Giants closer to contending than we think? Hell no. They
Jameis
stink. Played
running back too, I guess or? It depends on how close you think they are to contending. Not close?
No, not close.
And no closer?
No. No.
I'll say this, they're a lot more – they're closer to me, like, you know, watching Jameis say stuff.
What gets you in these days? 8-9? So are the Giants, you know, closer to 8 wins? Maybe.
No.
Not 8.
They're
going to
be awful. There are three teams in the division that are way better than them. So that's with 6 losses.
So you got
right
five
there.
Or six losses right
and
there.
You got five. And
five or six right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're going to be awful again. They're going to get another Manning to be their quarterback. That's how bad they're going to
be. Hey, that would be good.
I just wanted to see Jameis chucking the ball to Malik Nabers all season long. We're not even going to get that.
Yeah, you're not even going to get to see that. You're going to see Russ do it. Now, Russ throws a nice deep ball. Yeah.
He does throw a nice deep ball, but he doesn't chuck it near as many times as Jameis does.
No, that's true.
Jameis throws that like YOLO. That's the only play he knows, I think.
What a silly guy. Like, What a fun, happy, silly guy Jameis is. Just more giggles.
More giggles.
So just when you thought it was the saddest day in the world to be a Braves fan, there are worse things out there. Like Rafael Devers.
Who is
taking his demotion to designated hitter after the Red Sox signed Alex Bregman. Pretty seriously. Rafael Devers through 5 games has started out the season 0-for-19 with 15 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. That is far worse than any Atlanta Brave, barely. All right, just to put in some context. So, first player to strike out 12 times in his team's first 4 games. He's also the first player to strike out 15 times through 5 games. But the Red Sox aren't doing that much better all up and down their lineup. Duran, Devers, and Alex Bregman are all 11-for-62 and an average of 177. Now, that's just 4 hitters out of their lineup, not all 8 like ours are, but hey.
Is he still
pouting? But the Red Sox actually also have a win.
So is he pouting?
I don't know, but I think it got to him because he came out.
He came out strong.
I'm making a stand.
Yeah, he was very mad.
And then, he was really mad. He was upset when he found out that, you know, that he was not going to be a third baseman anymore.
Didn't they pay him $200-something million?
He got a nice little check, yeah.
It seems like, you know.
But also has more errors, if I'm not mistaken, last year than any other third
baseman. Yeah, he's a bad third baseman. Like, that's the
thing
about
it. Why did he get the money to be a third baseman?
Because he can hit the hell out of the baseball.
Okay, then go hit the ball and be a DH, yeah. Bro.
Oh, sorry, my bad. He got a $313 million contract.
From the Sox?
Yeah, from the Red Sox.
Cow!
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know what would have to happen in my life for me to get paid $313 million and pout about it.
Nothing.
Wow, that
I'm
going to
sit my happy butt in the dugout with my bat in my hand and just wait my turn.
Hey, that's it.
You're going to pay me all that money and now ask me to do less?
Yeah.
Great.
You now I have to. I mean, look, playing defense in baseball is a lot of fun. I love it.
Yeah.
But
seems like third base would be the worst, though.
Being able to just hit and make $313 million seems like the funnest thing.
Yeah.
Damn the field.
It seems pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, please. Sit there, eat me some sunflower seeds all day and make jokes.
Oh, speaking of, do y'all see the Facebook ads for Smackin'?
For what?
I don't even know what that
seeds?
Is.
Okay.
Oh, they got a new sunflower seed
brand? I'm getting my shipment of Smackin' today. They're at my house. I'm very excited about this.
What's wrong with David?
It's so Smackin' is a new sunflower seed brand that's kind of taken a lot of, I don't know, I want to say by storm, because obviously y'all have not even heard of them. It's a new sunflower seed brand that you may have seen ads for on like Facebook or IG, and you can buy them online. They have a bunch of awesome, cool flavors, but their thing is it doesn't have a sharp, sharp, salty bite, just good flavor. They're a lot less sodium than most sunflower seeds.
Really?
They're supposed to be bigger. I have had some. I didn't order mine until I had a softball dad bring some to practice, and they have a sour cream and onion flavor that's delicious.
Huh.
They have a cheddar and jalapeno. They're sitting in my house right now. I'm glad we have practice tonight.
Can you buy them at the store?
You can. I saw some at Dick's the other day. It's the first time I've ever seen them at a store.
Okay.
But they are around.
So. I'm a real like vanilla sunflower seed guy. Give me the salty ones, and I might try barbecue.
I know I'm pretty Everybody similar so, with my
supposedly,
chips.
Supposedly, I'll get
too.
Some if you want some. They have a barbecue flavor. It's supposed to be one of their best ones.
Yeah, I'm pretty. And they I'll try dill pickle.
They call it. Yeah. They have an OG original, is what they call them. Okay. Just salt.
If I'm
flavor.
Going not just original sunflower seeds, I like the pickle flavored ones.
Yeah.
But pretty much,
they're very intense though.
I love pickles though. I'm a. You guys
pickle seeds?
Me.
Trying to go through a whole softball game with those things in your cheek? Man, that's some intensity. Okay. I can do like one cheek of pickle. Okay.
And I'm the same way with chips. Potato chips, just give me original flavor. I don't need vinegar and salt on it.
Oh, man, salt and vinegar.
Were you a big,
don't eat it.
Were you a big... Because my son does this now. Like we were doing some training yesterday, and he spits a lot. You were a big spitter at sports, weren't you?
I don't remember. You were a big, I don't,
like, I don't
think
like,
so.
I know kids that would just spit all the time. Like, why are you...
I kind of do that now as a coach.
Really? Just
but
spit?
You get dirt and pollen in your mouth, and you just got
to
get rid of that
I don't
stuff.
Think so. No, I did like to chew sunflower seeds when I played baseball.
Right. But
because you pack them in your cheek and try to make it look like you had tobacco in your mouth because all your favorite players had tobacco in their mouth.
Okay.
Like, that's what it was, which is crazy. It's like Jay Buhner used to wrap his tobacco in gum
the next thing I've
and then
my
pop
life.
It in there, and we were like, that's so cool.
That
I want to do that.
Ever in life, man. God.
They don't really glorify that like they used to,
ugh.
Which is probably good.
Yeah, well, it's illegal. Like, you're not supposed to be caught on TV with tobacco in your mouth or in your pocket.
What the hell Marcelo Zuna be having?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I mean,
gum?
That's, yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Smacking?
Yeah, right.
Speaking of concessions, right. We haven't gotten to tap into this one yet. So Coastal Carolina offering free concessions to every 2025 home game. You can basically stand in line. You can get up to 4 hot dog, popcorn, soda, and one other thing. How many trips do y'all think y'all be making back to the concession stand if you could just go an unlimited time? You got to do it through an app so they do track it.
Right.
When I was in college, who knows? You know? Like a hungover college football game on a Saturday?
Great way to get somebody in line to buy a beer, though, I
sure.
kind of think.
Yeah.
You know, you give them all the salty foods, they buy
three
more beers.
3 hot dogs? I would eat so many of those. Now, probably one trip.
Probably, yeah.
One but trip, I'd probably get 2 hot dogs and a beer and be done with it.
But that's a great promotion.
But
I think it is, too.
It's awesome promotion. But you said unlimited?
Unlimited.
That's unlimited.
I would not watch the game.
If you only get 4 trips.
You get you get 4 items per trip.
Oh, per trip. I'm sorry.
Trips.
You
I'm
can
sorry.
Get back in line
okay. Man,
and
that's
get more.
I mean, it's an awesome deal. It's just like, because, you know, I know Coastal doesn't have the biggest, you know, whatever stadium. But still a lot of people being in line.
Right.
You miss a half a damn quarter trying to get your knee.
It's
and
also a great example.
Regular lines of football games.
I know.
That.
It's a great example of just how the kind
but
of
I think
the,
it's great.
The finances of college football have changed, or sports in general. Like, every team could do this and still make a ton of money because it's all TV revenue and ticket sales and that
alcohol
kind of stuff.
Sales.
And that's how the, you know.
Like, look,
I'm glad
pop,
the Falcons do it at
pretty cheap.
Mercedes, but every other team could do it. They just don't.
No, they gotta keep every. They gotta get every cent.
Gotta get every red penny. Every red penny. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the
is
big
a red
story.
Penny or red cent. Well, the penny is a cent. Never mind.
Either way, interchangeable, I guess. I think I've always said. I think it is every red cent. I think the phrase goes. I think I just like the word penny. Two syllables. I'm a two syllable
decent
guy.
Name.
Penny, yeah, not a bad name. All right. We'll come back. 1 o'clock hours next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.